Blog Talk Radio.
If you're gonna run with the big dogs, you gotta get off of the porch. Swallow your pride, forget yourself, get off your high horse. If the early bird gets the worm, sweet you will get the green. That's what Grandpa told me, sitting on his knees. And then he'd say, hey, every dog has his day. Every dog has a day. My grandpa was a working man, dang near all his life. If you don't work, you don't eat. His voice said all the time. So my daddy became a working man and taught me just the same. Buried his grandpa years ago, but in my heart could hear him say, if they're gonna run with the big dogs, you gotta get off of the porch. Swallow your pride, forget yourself, get off your high horse. Hit the early bird, you get the worm, squeak your wheel, get the grease. That's what Grandpa told me, sitting on his knee. And then he'd say, hey, every dog has his day. They're gonna run with the big dogs, you gotta get off of the porch. Swallow your pride, forget yourself, get off your high horse. It's the early bird, get the worm, squeak your wheel, get the grease. That's what Grandpa told me, sitting on his knees. And then he'd say, hey, hey, hey. If they're gonna run with the big dogs, you gotta get off of the porch. Swallow your pride, forget yourself, get off your high horse. It's the early bird, get the worm, squeak your wheel, get the grease. That's what Grandpa told me, sitting on his knees. And then he'd say, hey, 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 every dog has his day.
I would like to welcome everyone to John Talk Radio's Independent Music Showcase. This is February the 5th, 2020. And my special guest tonight is Andy Seitz from the band the Flat River Band. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Thanks so much for having me, buddy. I've been looking forward to it all day today, so I appreciate you having me.
There's nothing that I like better, Andy, than talking music, and I could do it all the time. I drive people crazy. I'm the guy at the whenever we get people get together, I'm always talking about music and albums, and I've got a lot of vinyl I collect, and I love all genres of music. And I think, somebody asked me a long time ago, what's your favorite kind? And I said, well, just I think it's good music, because you can. And where I live, we're in kind of like South Central Ohio, and there's just so many. We're close to Columbus, close to Ohio State University, close to Dayton. There's a lot of different styles and genres of music around here. So I think it's awesome for people to just open up and listen to different kinds of music. We have a big bluegrass following here in this little town I live in. We have a bluegrass jamboree here, and people come from all over to play bluegrass music here. Yeah, it's just so much fun, and it's such a good time. I think that means a lot to me, the positiveness of music. I love talking to musicians. I think it's just a place that we can get that makes everybody feel good. And go ahead. And what do you think
more.
Of that?
Well, I couldn't agree more. It's kind of one of those deals where it just allows you to maybe go in another world when you're strumming a guitar and singing some good music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, especially from your point of view when you're in a band with your two brothers, right?
Yep.
And mm-hmm. and that's got to be a special. I mean, for the listeners out there, I've been doing this show since 2008, and I've interviewed just about every kind of musician I can get a hold of, world music, yeah. metal music, everything. And when I started talking to people, Andy, about bluegrass music and Americana music and country music, the word came up, blood harmony, a lot. And I thought, you know, that's because I was interviewing this one band once, and BD and Iron Line, it was a son and a mother that were bluegrass. And I was talking to them, and she said, well, we've always been able to harmonize ever since he started talking. It was like, so talk about that, because I love good harmony. And I think you guys do an amazing job at it.
Thank you so much, John.
For people to understand do you guys just do it? I mean, or do you say, okay, I'm going to sing the second harmony, you know, you're going to sing the third. How does it work?
Yeah. Well, what we do, honestly, we do take turns as far as singing lead and singing harmony. It just depends on how everybody, as far as their range is and stuff like that, what key it's in. You know, we have an idea as far as our songs, but hey, Andy, this might be a good song for you, or, you know, each one of us will take a shot at lead, or sometimes we'll take a shot at lead. Sometimes we have an idea, but even before we go in it, it may be a Chad song that he sings lead, or a Denny Joe song that he sings lead. It's one of those deals that just kind of, it comes together, and I think a lot of that has to do, blood harmony, and I think where that too comes from is when you start out such a young age, and you know what they say, it's always good to rehearse, everybody rehearses, but I think it's because, you know, when you're family, you tend to sing, even when you're not out playing out, you know. I mean, I know when we were kids, we would sing at the house, we would sing in the bedroom, we would just sing everywhere. Before you know it, we were singing every single day, just because, you know what I'm saying? And I think over a period of time, and I think it just kind of melds and blends over a period of time, you know. We kind of have an idea what the next person is going to do, what his range is, whether he's going to go up or down. And I think that's where the difference is. It's, you know what I mean, as far as that blood harmony.
Yeah, I think, and to me, Andy, there's nothing like it. I tell this story just real quickly that I grew up in a little town here called West Jefferson, Ohio, and Randy Skaggs lived in that town for probably about 4 or 5 years. His dad got a job at General Motors in Columbus, and they lived there in the same town I was in. So I got to know him a little bit, and I remember one time my gosh, that guy was incredible. And we were just kids. And we were like wanting to be rock and roll stars. And he was playing incredible picking and all this stuff. And I remember my buddy and I, we were probably 11 or 12, and we were trick or treating. And we came to this house and knocked on the door and trick or treat. And this guy came to the door and he said, well, I'll tell you what. He said, we got some candy for you, but you got to sit down and listen to us play first. And there was a guy playing a banjo, a fiddle, a mandolin, guitar. My gosh, Andy, it was like heaven. It was like the doors
That's
of
so
heaven
cool.
had opened up, and these guys were singing. And we were completely blown away by that. There's no electricity. It was just guys singing on a couch.
That's
so
cool. That's a heck of a story, too.
And it was just one of those things where you think – I'm trying to think in my head, oh, this isn't cool. And then I'm thinking, yeah, this is pretty cool. This is awesome. So let's talk. I want you to introduce the band, talk about the origin of the band. And then we'll kind of get into, you know, bluegrass. There's a lot going on right now with music. There's bluegrass, there's Americana, there's country, there's new country, there's alt country, there's about a million things going on. So, Andy, if you could just kind of set us up with the Flat River Band and how you guys, I know you, you're brothers, so, I mean, you started from the very beginning, but if you could walk us through that, that would be awesome.
Sure, absolutely, you bet. So we started out, of course, with our family band. We had my grandpa, he played dobro. My grandma played the upright bass. My mom sang. My daddy played guitar. You know, and my brothers, see, Chad played the banjo. Danny Joe played mandolin. But I didn't mean to jump ahead there, but from the very, very get-go, what happened is my grandfather started taking us boys to music festivals across the U.S., and mainly there in the heartland of Missouri area, I shouldn't say across. And it was just mainly in the, we were just real young. He ended up taking Chad and Denny Joe to lessons to a blind guy named Barry Jones, and they ended up getting banjo lessons and mandolin lessons. Before you know it, the whole family just started a big family band. You know, so everybody played an instrument besides me. So we traveled. After that point, we started traveling across the United States, actually, as the Seitz family, and we did some bluegrass gospel music. And we did that for years. We have about, I don't know, probably 13 studio albums with the Seitz family. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, and you know what? That came from because we started like when we were like eight. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say that, you know. And we played for years at Silver Dollar City in Branson, Missouri, as well as Dollywood. They're in the Smokies. They're in Pigeon Forge. As time progressed, you know, the music kind of started changing, and we started introducing ourselves to a little bit more progressive music between that and country. And, you know, as we got older, we started listening to other music as well. And the brothers, we come to the point where it's like, you know, I think this is where the good Lord's directing us, the three of us. And we ended up taking the three of us. This is Chad moved to Nashville first in the Nashville area, and we kind of followed suit because that's where mainly all the scene was located. Now it's everywhere. But so that's how we kind of formed the Flat River Band. And what makes Flat River Band up is from bluegrass, if you can picture this, from bluegrass to listening to, we grew up just like everybody else did, listening to the big hits of country and the 90s stuff as well. And so what we've done is we've kind of taken our sound and intertwined it with some country music, and that's kind of what makes a Flat River Band is our own sound there.
Yeah, that's a really good way, a foundation. Is it confusing for you, probably not you as much as it would be me or some other people, but as musicians, Andy, and you're trying to get your music out, and I know, you know, I want to talk a little bit about when you were in the studio with your grandma and grandpa, that had to be like the coolest thing in the world. I mean, I can't even imagine how awesome that would be. But when you're trying to distribute your music right now, I think that's one of the things that I've asked. I know a couple guys in the music industry that have been in it a long time, and I can't get a whole lot of straight answers out of them, but about distribution of music and how it works today. But, okay, so you guys could probably, when there are people playing country music, there's people playing new country music, there's all the old traditional country music, there's flat-out bluegrass music that doesn't play anything that's electric. Then you've got the Americana music. Now you've got this new-age kind of Americana country music, like the Lumineers and all these guys that are coming out from all over the world playing fiddles and mandolins. Where do you guys, when you sit down like in a business meeting or some way to think, how do you do that? Do you think we're just going to put it out there and see where it lands? Or do you kind of push it in certain directions?
Well, what we feel, we will mess with something. Something may not make the album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We may rehearse
right.
something up or something, and it just may not be us. It may be for somebody else. You know, we do have this, the foundation we feel is, which is our main foundation, which is roots. It's our roots. It just is. We always put at least one bluegrass. We try to always put one bluegrass song on our album because that's just our
mm-hmm.
history. That's our roots. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So we take that and from our electric sound, and which we try to project as far as our Americana country. That's what makes us who we are. I think mixing that Americana, mixing that bluegrass, I shouldn't say straight up Americana, mixing that bluegrass with country, and then you have a little bit of a hint of Eagle stuff in there, and that
I believe
makes up that Americana country part. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
That's kind of how we do it. You know, I mean, if we got something on, because music is something now. You know what I'm saying? It almost goes in all directions. I mean, it just goes in all directions now. You know,
right.
I mean, there's no, I don't know. There used to kind of be some sort of a boundary. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm not saying that. But at the same time, I think if we're not careful, we tend to, you know, whether it's a country boundary, whether it's a rock and roll boundary, whether it's, you know what I'm saying, we're almost mixing those boundaries where sometimes it's hard to tell when you listen to the radio anymore. So,
oh, I agree.
So
yeah.
We try to stay in our stylistic. You know, I'm not saying that we don't have something off just crazy. It just don't make the album or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I think also, Andy, it's interesting for the listeners to know that about songwriting, and you mentioned some songs make the album, some songs don't. Do you all three of you guys write songs?
We do. We do. Chad, Denny, my brothers, which are on the phone here, my brother Chad wrote a majority of the songs that are on this last album. Other than him and Danny Joe co-wrote Devil on the Side, they co-wrote that one. Chad writes a majority, I would say, of the songs that we do cut.
Yeah. So, and as far as selection, I mean, when you guys get together and start thinking this is going to make it, this isn't going to make it, is that a hard thing to do? Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it can be, just because, you know, if one of us have worked on a song or something, or we bring a song to the table, and maybe perhaps one or two of us just don't quite feel it, and we eventually come to the conclusion, like, you know, and we'll try it, because if I want to try something, or my other brother wants to try something, at the very least, we usually give ourselves the courtesy of putting our all in it, to see if it is us, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No matter who writes it. And that's kind of how we go about our selection, you know what I mean? Because I can name, you know, a couple songs that I first heard, you know, that I thought, now they're on this latest album, but maybe a song that I may have heard in the past that my brothers brought to the table, and I'm like, man, I'm just not feeling that. I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. Well, it ended up growing on me. It's one of my favorites, you know. It's a real simple groovy song, but I'm just using that as an example. One of those things we find ourselves doing sometimes is giving it a shot. If it don't fit, none of us agree on it, then it don't make the cut.
You know, that's really interesting because, so you guys bounce the songs off of each other. So let's say Chad's writing a song, you're writing a song, your other brothers, you know, all of you guys are working on things. Are you the guys that everybody bounces off of, or do you have other people? Because I know
we
first thing is kind of sensitive to me. I mean, you've got this song that you're working on. It's in your heart. It means something to you. Now you're going to share it with someone else, and you're kind of thinking how it's like a, you know, one of your kids or something. How are they going to deal with that? How are they going to handle that? Do you ever feel that? I mean, is that a sensitive thing?
We have.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we have in the past, especially, you know, because songwriters typically experience that that if they were going to write about something, typically it's because they've either experienced it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, and when they've experienced it, it reflects in the lyrics and it reflects in the songs. It's not just about a good beat. You know what I mean? We try to write and play songs as if it's a painting, and I know that I don't mean to sound cliche, but we try to paint a picture with what we do. But sometimes, so if somebody's over here painting a picture and they're putting their all in it and they bring it to the table, it can be a little disheartening, sure. But one thing that we've learned is as brothers, and this is maybe the blessing of it, is we kind of know how far to press each other. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And as far as what those sensitive things are, because, you know, hey, we're like all the brothers in the United States. I'm sure that there's fists been thrown, and we're not the first brother band that got in a fist fight in backstage.
Oh no, I'm right with you there. It's hard to explain to people, but yeah, what I was trying to get at a little bit was the fact that, you know, you have an emotional outlet when you're writing songs, and it's personal. And my guest tonight is Andy Seitz, and he's with the Flat River Band, and you can go on their website, flatriverband.com. Their latest release is Every Dog Has His Day. Why don't we talk about that song, Andy? That's a really cool song, but I can get the meaning of it, you know, and what was kind of behind the writing of that song, if you could kind of lay that out for us?
I can try to lay that out for you. You know, that's something else, you know, that Chad wrote that song. Typically, when what we find out, because we are brothers, you know, we have tended, you know, I told you sometimes when we go through things in life, a lot of times writers will write about things that they've experienced. And whether it's a simple song, a hard song, lyrically, whatever. The thing with us being brothers, when one of us writes a song, a lot of times the three of us may have experienced it. So it's easier to find that. You know what I'm saying? So it is easier for us to relate to that song and to make it our own. And that's what's cool about this thing, too.
That's a good point.
I do feel blessed about it. But this particular song, Every Dog Has Its Day, it is just cut and dry. It is literally our grandfather. I mean, he would tell us, boys, I mean, if you don't work, you don't eat. And if you fall on the horse, you got to get back on it. You know what I mean? That was before the cell phones, of course. That's before the cell phones we got all popular, you know what I mean? And we've tried to live by that in our life you know what I'm saying? Ultimately, ultimately that has been the case. As far as our experience in life is, I mean, you're going to run, you got to get off the porch, boys.
You know, sometimes, Andy, it can be so simple, and you think it's got to be so complex. I always tell my wife and I have 5 kids, and we have 11 grandkids. And I tell my kids that it's not that hard. It can get really hard, but if you like to eat, you probably ought to learn to cook. If you like clean clothes, this is what my dad told me, then you learn to wash clothes. And, I mean, how simple is that? It's like, okay.
Hey, that's simple. That is simple, isn't it? I agree 100%. And you know what? Sometimes the three of the brothers, what we agree on, you know what? It's usually the simple things in life that we actually sometimes we let slip by, and it's a shame because it's the simple things in life that we let slip by that can actually make all the difference in the world. And and those simple things, they actually probably came from your parents or your grandparents, and that has passed on. You know what I'm saying? And we think it's so simple at the time, but you know, when you latch on to those things, it works.
Yeah, it was like I can remember saying, well, I'd like to buy this, and it would be simple. Can you afford it? No. Well, save up your money until you can. It's like, oh, okay. gotcha.
That's all right. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's just simple things that I like. Like, life can get complex, and my wife and I always have, like, a lot of things going on because of all the kids and everything happening, and we love it. We wouldn't trade it for the world. But we also understand, Andy, that sometimes it's just as simple things like that. You know, if you're tired, sit down. you know, just don't make too much out of it. Yeah. Well, let's play another song from the album. The Flat River Band has their latest album is Every Dog Has His Day. And I like to play Beauty Amongst the Trees. Would you like to talk about that before we play it?
That's fantastic. Absolutely. Kind of what we've been talking about, you know, we were talking about it's the simple things in life that we overlook. And, you know, honestly, before these phones, it's just like, for instance, your story that you brought up earlier during when we were talking about you and your friend or somebody doing Halloween and you heard that banjo, you seen them, they wanted you to come in there and hear that song. You know, I don't know what today would be like if that would happen to some kids now. Yeah. We're so consumed with technology, and it's the simple things that we used to be fascinated with. It's not simple. I mean, it's a miracle. The trees are awesome. The mountains are awesome. The ocean's awesome. But we tend to overlook the things that appear simple, but it is really miraculous. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because we're so consumed with technology. And that's where this song comes from.
Well, let's play it. This is the Flat River Band. My guest is Andy Seitz. We'll be back to talk to Andy right after this.
Birds are heard in the distance over the hills beyond the ridge. As the rivers run through the valley, wildlife are drawn to them. The wilderness is waiting for all the world to see. But why are we so blinded to the beauty amongst the trees? Blinded to the beauty that lies amongst the trees. Fireflies show themselves on the summer night. At the whippoorwill and the hoot owl, darkness come alive. The countryside is calling out through the mountain breeze. But why are we so blind to the beauty amongst the trees? Have we lost our mind? Why do we live online? Change to builds a dam. An eagle flies through the clear blue skies, orchestrated by God's hand. Flowers kiss the morning dew with another day of spring. But it's a living hell in a modern world with no beauty amongst the trees. to
I'd like to welcome everyone back to John Talk Radio's Independent Music Showcase. My special guest tonight is Andy Seitz from the band Flat River Band. You can go on their website, flatriverband.com, and their latest release, their full album is Every Dog Has Its Day. And we just heard Beauty Amongst the Trees. There's some pretty good picking going on in there, Andy.
That was fun, John. We had such a blast cutting that one. It was just such a fun song. I mean, all the songs. It was great. That's what I say. We just love going in the studio. You know, like I said, we've gone in the studio so many times, even at the family band. We've probably done nine as the brothers. You know, nine studio albums as the brothers. Or at least I think it's eight. I don't know. But anyway, it's we kind of look at it like I said. You know, we kind of look like we try to paint a picture from song to song to song, and we had just a blast. We had, just to give you listeners who played on that one there, we had, of course, my brother, Danny Joe, was playing mandolin. Chad was playing guitar. I was playing bass. We had Randy Kors come in who played the dobro, which is a phenomenal dobro player. We also had Johnny Hyland. I don't know if you're familiar with Johnny Hyland. Electric guitar. We had him do some guitar stuff on it. We had just such a blast.
Now, yeah, and it's just an incredible song. It's just got a great meaning to it, and it's a beautiful sang. The singing is beautiful, the playing. Now, one thing I think is interesting for listeners to also know that when you guys go into the studio and you start playing and laying down tracks and you bring in people to do things, do you have it in your mind sometimes, Andy, okay, how's this going to translate to live? Because we can do this in the studio, but I'm not sure how this is going to go when we go on stage and people come to hear us live. Is that a 100% conscious effort?
Absolutely it is. It is absolutely a conscious effort because – We want to do our very best as we can to duplicate what we do in the studio. That's why actually all three of us, we play our own instruments in the studio as well as when we go out on live. Now what we'll do is we will bring, say, utility guy or somebody like that to play guitar. He may play guitar and dobro, or we may bring in a fiddle player to duplicate that if you know what I'm saying. It is absolutely, because there ain't nothing like, you know, because honestly, even studios, they've become so common anymore. And that's one thing what we did do different on this one here, I will say, because our main goal is to be, number one is to be ourselves. That's what we want to do. We want to absolutely be ourselves, whether it's in the studio or whether it's playing live. And what we were able to capture on this particular album here is live. What we've had an issue before, not that it didn't sound like it before, but as far as our vocals, You know what I'm talking about? You can almost sense whether somebody, whether it's live or whether it's not. So what we tried to do, or what we did on this particular album here, is we, as far as our vocal wise, now we had different booths, but what we did on this particular album is we, you know, we sang line, you know, a song from start to finish. We didn't do a bunch of stacking and stuff like that on our vocals.
Mm.
If somebody messed up, we would start all over again. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why we tried our best to do it that way is because we wanted to capture what we do live and how we sound live. And it's more authentic. You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit more raw, if that's a word, raw. It's a little bit more raw than something so overly, you know, just overly produced or overly done. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So that's what our goal was, you know.
Yeah, I totally get that because, you know, it's not so much – I mean, sometimes there's nothing more I like to do, Andy, than to listen to live music and to hear live musicians. And I think sometimes you can get – I've been doing this a long time. I've talked to a lot of different types of musicians. And you can get in – you can go in the studio and they can say, hey, we can bring in this guy and we can bring in this guy and we can bring in that guy and we can do this and we can do that. And all this magic can happen in the studio. And it's like these different layers, and you were talking about, you know, they'll track and they'll put the tracks on top of each other, and it'll come out amazing. And then when they play it live, people are thinking, "Well, doesn't sound like that." But But you have to understand that, you know, I kind of get it, but I went. Like I was talking, we live in a little town called Mount Sterling, and there's a bluegrass jamboree right down the street from us. And are you guys familiar with Rebecca Long? Do you know her?
You know, sounds familiar, but is she bluegrass?
Yes, she is. And her sister,
been out of the bluegrass scene for a little while now. But
okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's perfect. It was just like I'd listened to her for quite a while, and I said, "Hey, she's coming to your town." I thought, this is a little town, Andy. This is like under 2,000 people here, so I thought, well, that's amazing. So I'll go, and I was so blown away by her harmonies and the band, and of course, in the traditional bluegrass, you know, they didn't have a drummer, they didn't have electricity, they just, you know, had the mandolin, the fiddle, the guitar, and the banjo. And I just sometimes I think, like, can go back to, you know, you were talking about the Seitz family band and your grandpa and how original that music was. And it didn't take a whole lot. I mean, you didn't have to have a stack of Marshalls and a roadie crew.
No.
I mean, it was music. It was pure.
That's right.
True music. And that's what blows my mind. Now, when you guys, if you could explain a little bit to the listeners about the studio, when you go into the studio and you start playing, what kind of mindset do you have to be in as a band, as brothers? I mean, do you like lose sleep going into it, thinking, oh my gosh, we got to be right? Or do you do home studio work?
Not really. I mean, we try to do a lot of rehearsal. I mean, we try to do as much rehearsals as we can. I mean, when we go into the studio, we want to have some sort of sense of layout. What we don't do typically is we don't just go in and cut. We have maybe years past in the years past, you know, but what we don't do is we don't just cut one thing and then just, oh, well, I want to hear it go this way or you know what I mean? I mean, we don't work up a CD, or I shouldn't say CD. We don't work up an album in the studio. Typically, we have some sort of mindset before we go in. I'm not saying we always have, because I can tell you right now, we definitely haven't. You know what I mean? As you learn and as you experience life and as you spend more money, because it costs money to create music and go in the studio, you try to be a little bit more organized and rehearsed as far as, you know, what we have a sense of some sort of sense on what we're hearing before we go in there. You know what I'm saying? Not to say we won't add something, because we will. It's like, oh man, it'd actually be cool if we did this, or maybe we should. You know, that happens, obviously, you know, but we try to be as prepared as we can, you know, Sometimes it's difficult being brothers because, but we have a good time doing it. We try to be as prepared as we can.
That's great. Now, you guys are located in Nashville, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're located in Nashville. That's right. So,
how is that? I mean, explain to the listeners how the music scene is in Nashville. I've just throw this in here, Andy. I've interviewed people, and I'm not making this up, that I've been doing this a few years, that have left their families, left their homes, left everything, and gone to Nashville. I've chronicled a lot of it. I've interviewed people. It's worked for some, and it's worked. There's more that didn't than did. And they had a hard time, and they had a hard time getting involved and getting in the groove and getting in to play and get their music out there. I can just think of a couple of people that they sold their homes and moved out, and you guys are doing successfully. I know we don't have a whole lot more time, but I mean, it's always interesting to me, Andy, to know, okay, you go to Nashville and it's Music City and there's so many musicians. Marcy and I, my wife, went to Nashville a couple of years ago. A friend of mine said, I asked him where we should go to hear live music. He said, anywhere. He said, everywhere go, John, it will be the best music you've ever heard. And I said, I don't understand. What? He said, yes. He said, when you go to this little club or you other over here, he said, you will be blown away by the musicianship that's in Nashville. Everybody's good.
Oh, yeah, everybody is super good. There's so much talent there, and it's cool. There's so much there's so many talented people across the United States. And your friend's right. I mean, you can go one block and hear country. You can go two more blocks and you might hear blues. You may hear jazz in this part of the area. You know, and that's why I say music has kind of it's gone through a transition. You know what I'm saying? Where there's starting to be the boundaries, sometimes it's starting to be blurred. And that's okay, but at the same time, I don't think we can lose. I think you got to be careful because otherwise different boundaries, they lose sight of the foundation or of whether it be country music. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be country music, nothing bad about, say, somebody else out here that wants to throw some rap or hard rock and whatever, you know. But if we lose complete sight of that, I think that, we forget the foundation. It's the simple stuff. It's the simple things in life. And what we do is we tend to overanalyze it, and we want to make it a little better. We want to add this. We want to add that. We want to make this. You know what I mean? It becomes about the substance of the song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, that's but Nashville's great. Nashville's cool. We've been down here several years. There's so much stuff happens in Nashville. It's not just, say, a label. You know what I mean? You got booking agents, you've got radio, you've just got so much, you got management. There's so many things that's going on down here. And you have songwriting. Songwriting is a really big deal. That alone, songwriting alone is a huge thing in Nashville. So whether it be pitching your songs or whether it be maybe getting a movie spot or something like that, there's just so much that goes on that meets the eye. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Hollywood. It's more of a music thing that there's so many avenues, you know what I'm saying, with the music itself.
Yeah, it's always seemed a little intimidating to me. And when, you know, I was talking to these people, like I would know them, Andy, and they would say, well, I'm going to Nashville. And we sold our house. And this one guy was a pastor in Alaska. And they sold their home and the kids, and they moved. And he was working in a Waffle House and singing during the evening hours. And it was just like, I thought, man, what a story, you know? And it's
it is a story.
But you got to follow your dreams, and I think you guys are doing that. And I really appreciate your music, Andy. I think it's real, and it's emotional, and a lot of things going on there. So are there any gigs or projects or anything you'd like to talk about for the Flat River band?
You know, I tell you, that's somebody else is asking us recently what we're currently working on. We're doing we're going to be, I believe, just looked at the other day, we're going to be Smokehouse. It's a it's a laid back songwriter thing that we do. It's up on Mont Eagle, Tennessee. And we're going to be playing the Lone Wolf Casino there in Southeast Missouri. So we're looking forward to that coming up in March. And the brothers and I here recently, we've been visiting a little bit of some Crosby, Stills, and Nash that I'm hoping we're going to introduce to some of the friends coming up, hopefully on the next album, maybe. Either the next album or bringing it out to the live show. So we're looking forward to it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's really cool stuff. Let's play one more song. And then we'll come back and finish up the interview. A song, and I play this on my other radio show, No Hill for a Climber. Would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. That song there, No Hill for a Climber, the three of us co-wrote that one. I will say that one. The three of us co-wrote that. It's one of those things that just kind of, and I know it's going to sound crazy, but really it's like a lot of songs. They tend to just fall from the good Lord above. You know what I mean? And as far as the chorus goes, I think everybody can relate. Myself, I know I personally can. You know, as far as the chorus goes, no matter what you face in this life, there's ups and downs. Even when when it just seems impossible. Because what we've learned is we don't look at the things that are seen, try to look at the things that are not seen. Because things that are seen are temporal, things that are not seen are eternal. So, and there is no hill for a climber. That's just life experiences, and that's where this song came from.
Well, this is No Hill for a Climber from the Flat River Band. We'll be right back to finish up the interview with Andy Seitz right after this.
Double down at the factory, couldn't wait to get home. He's got a cute little girl with a birthday that just turned 9 years old. But then a drunk man ran a red light. His life changed, don't you know? And every doctor said he'd be paralyzed from his neck down to his toes. That's no hill for a climber when God is on your side. That's no hill for a climber beyond the dark clouds, the sun will always shine. Many years have passed as baby grew up fast. Spends a whole lot of time in prayer. He's not bound by the things he sees as he sits in that wheelchair. Got the faith to move any mountain, no matter what the world may say. Yeah, he longs to walk with his baby girl on her wedding day. But that's no hill for a climber when God man that died for you and me. He carried that old rugged cross all the way to Calvary. That was no hill for a climber when God
And we're back on John Talk Radio Independent Music Showcase with Andy Seitz from the band Flat River Band. They are on flatriverband.com, and their latest release is Every Dog Has Its Day. Andy, where can people get a copy of it digitally? Is there CDs available, or is it online?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You can go to our website at flatriverband.com. You can go to Amazon. You can check us out at Amazon. You can check us out on pretty much any digital format that you want to. If you want to buy something digitally, you should be able to get it pretty much about on any digital format that's distribution company that's out there. If you've got YouTube too, you can check us out on YouTube. And check us out on Facebook as well. Facebook/ Flat River Music, and that's the same way as far as with Instagram. We try to stay online and stay in touch with everybody as much as we can. Absolutely.
Well, Andy, it's been great talking to you. I really appreciate you being on the show tonight.
John, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you having us tonight.
Well, maybe we'll do another show. I know you guys will have another album coming out, and if you ever come around this part of Ohio, we will definitely stop by and see you. So thank you so much for being on, and I want to thank all the people that have supported independent musicians through the years, and thank you for listening. And thanks, Andy.
Thank you, John. You have a good evening. Thank you.
You too.
Didn't catch that. Yes, I'd be glad to help. Could you repeat that one more time? I was somewhere else. You could say I'm a daydreaming, lost in my thoughts.
It's blowing the wind,
walking around in a fog. You wouldn't be wrong. I was in another world.
I could see your eyes, and I was
thinking about my baby.
Thinking about my baby
in another world.
They sparkled in the moonlight, and
I was far away.
And it's driving me crazy.
And I didn't hear a word you said. I was somewhere with that girl in another world. Yes, I can pick you up and take you downtown on Friday or whenever it was. Yeah, I've been a daydreaming, lost in my thoughts.
It's blowing
those little drops of water, keep drying on her skin. That's rapping in another world.
I could see your eyes, and I was
thinking about my baby.
Thinking about my baby
in another world.
They sparkled in the moonlight,
and I was far away.
And it's driving me crazy.
in another world. They sparkled in the moonlight and I was far away.
And it drove me crazy.
And I didn't hear a word you said. I was somewhere with that girl in another world. In another world.
And my uncle took a bullet over Vietnam. I was born and raised with American pride. But Uncle Sam, he made a deal with the devil on the side. Politically correct will be your own tonight. We're taking God out of school and the people wonder why. We got kids killing kids and the government divides. The devil on the side, the same compromise. Uncle Sam made a deal with the devil on the side. The devil on the side, the same compromise. Uncle Sam made a deal with the devil on the side.
there in the hay in one of his barns down by the railroad tracks. Yes, wife Louise, yes, she ain't so pleased at the tiny beauty shop that sits across the street from the Wiggly Paper. Adds a lot of flavor to every silver tone. That's how we're in the know. We're on high on the wings of a rumor. With a secret, next please don't tell. Then it morphs into a real bad dream. It's got you thinking, what the hell? Drama could be bottled up, you'd sell out every time. Cause it ain't just a one horse town, you know how to get high. We're all high on the wings of a rumor.
Wings of a rumor.
Come on, baby, where in the world did you hear that from?
Where'd you hear that from?
We're all high on the wings of a rumor.
Wings of a rumor.
It's not a bird, no, it's not a plane.